Hello, 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 and welcome to She Is Magic, a podcast where we will be celebrating our badassery, drawing out our greatness, embracing our femininity, and talking about all things love and life. If you are tuning in for the first time, welcome, sis. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Ashley, also known as Miss Star. I am a life and business transformation coach, a published author, founder of Tea Time, a sacred sister circle, and I love all things women empowerment. We truly are stronger together, and this podcast is all about building each other up. It's a safe space where you can kick back, relax, take off the armor, and have some tea time with your girls. It could be hot tea, it could be iced tea, or it could be tequila. It really just depends on the day. So let's get into it. Hey, my beautiful badasses, it's Friday. What are you celebrating this week? Did you get a promotion? Are you incorporating more mindfulness and self-care into your routine? Are you setting intentional boundaries? Did you have a good cry? I want to know it all. As for me, I am celebrating a few things. I am celebrating all of the connection calls that I had this week with my loved ones. I am celebrating gaining a new mentor and an old college professor. I might actually make a video talking about that. I'm celebrating all of the belly laughs this week. I'm celebrating the tears. And I'm also celebrating asking for it and receiving support when I can't carry it all. I've been doing a lot of thinking about seasons. One thing I love about the fall season in particular is the beautiful shades and hues. New England arguably has the most beautiful representation of fall with its colors, fashion, and the like. Honestly, West Coast is losing in that regard. Talking about palm trees and shit. Plus, who doesn't like a nice hoodie, beanie, sweater, or cute boot? Aside from that, fall is a great reminder for us all about shedding, accepting change and transformation, and allowing things to fall as they may. I feel like I'm in my own personal season of shedding, allowing myself to fall apart and be messy, vulnerable, and raw. Little by little, I am peeling back layers, allowing myself to be seen, trusting that it is all perfectly imperfect. I used to think that I had to be strong and keep my armor up. I thought that if I let myself be seen, especially at a low point in my life, then people could use that against me. But fuck that, we ain't being strong. It's soft like I am not strong, black woman. I need help. One of my tribe members said something last night that really resonated with me. She said that her therapist told her, "What's the worst that could happen? People judge you? Your feelings get hurt?" Okay. It resonated because I'm so used to being the inspirational one. And when I don't feel so inspiring, it's easy for me to retreat and go into hiding. But perfection is a whole lie, and it actually creates the opposite effects. It creates disconnection. Because while you're over there wearing that false mask of perfection, you're suffering in silence. I have it that some of you listening may be wearing that mask. And I urge you to consider what it's costing you. Is it friendships, connection, opportunities, you? Sometimes you cost you, and not in the best way. It's funny, I was getting ready this morning and Happy by Leona Lewis came on the radio. It's a throwback joint, but she sings, "So what if it hurts me? So what if I break down? So what if this world just throws me off the edge? My feet run out of ground. I gotta find my place. I wanna hear my sound. Don't care about all the pain in front of me. I'm just trying to be happy." And I'm just like, that part. Forget everything else. Forget looking crazy. Forget all of that. Like, happiness should be the goal, but you're striving to it. And I want to ask you, do you ever feel like you're disconnected from your own body? Like the world is happening around you, but you are just watching it all. What about being in a crowded room and still feeling alone? You ever sat and people watched and you feel so much inside as people just continue to pass by and you want to scream, "See me, give me a smile, a nod, a hello." I know exactly what that's like. In fact, it happened to me about 2 weeks ago. I was feeling down and I went to this park that I go to. I sat by the water and I was journaling. I had my headphones in my ears and I was listening to a sermon. And then tears welled in my eyes, and a few tears even dropped. And some people walked by, some skated by, or rode by on their bikes. And I thought, if only someone would just give me a smile and show me some level of kindness and humanity. But no one did. It just kept on going. It's all right, though. You know, I know how to get support and things like that. And I ended up getting on a Zoom call, actually, that somebody in my network facilitated for people to tap into for 15 minutes just to dance it out. And I love that she created that. So it's like I was crying in one moment and dancing in the next. And people are like, so I was just going crazy. But I thought, you know what, next time I can be that person for someone else to give them a smile, a nod, and a hello. And I did. Last week, I went to that same park and I saw two women with similar dispositions. And, you know, one woman, she ended up leaving, but the other woman, I gave her a smile and said hello. And you could literally, you know, just some acknowledgement, but you could literally see her, like, you can see and tell that she felt seen because her whole body language shifted and she just seemed lighter and affirmed. Maybe she was affirmed knowing that, you know, whatever she was feeling was okay. I truly believe that we were not put on this earth to suffer, yet there's so much suffering happening in the world. People are starving for something, and you could be the one to save someone's life. So if you are the one that is experiencing the suffering or choosing suffering, please reach out and get support. It doesn't make you look weak. It actually shows strength. As I always say, vulnerability is a gift. But also just shifting back into the topic of accepting change and allowing transformation to unfold as it may. This evening, I was listening to music again. Oh, it's clear that music is a big part of my life, right? Alicia Keys' song, Brand New Me, came on the radio. I listen to a lot of, like, throwbacks. But it gets to the part in the song where she sings, "I don't need your opinion, I'm not waiting for you, okay. I'll never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me." This song made me think about how oftentimes when you're undergoing a transformation, you become someone who is barely recognizable in the best way. And people from your past will try to relate to a different version of you, an older version of you that you've evolved from. And sometimes, in undergoing that transformation, you yourself have to grieve that part of you that no longer takes precedence in your life. It doesn't mean that the older version of you is bad and the new version of you is good. It is what it is, you know? But it also means that you get to shed and be grateful for the you that you needed to protect you at that time. And also, you get to acknowledge that you're safe. There's a you inside of you that you have not met yet. And she is a badass bitch. Mm-hmm. She's a force to be reckoned with in the best way. She owns her power. She owns her softness. She doesn't run from who she is, but rather embraces it and stands tall. She has her head up high. And she is unapologetic about who she is. And she is waiting to meet you. So, like a butterfly, you get to shed the old. Like the fall leaves, you get to change and fall so that you may rise again. I hope you choose to shed and essentially let that shit go. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. Follow me on social media for updates at sheismagic_coaching. If you need support in this season of change and transformation, let's set up a complimentary possibility conversation and explore what may come alive in you. Link in the description. Also, as this podcast evolves, we will be having some guests come on the show and have tea time with me. I'm really, really excited about that. I've already reached out to some of my good girlfriends that I just absolutely admire, and I think you will fall in love with them as well. But if you are interested in becoming a guest, shoot me an email at hello@sheismagiccoaching.com. Put podcast guests in the request section. Email me at hello@sheismagiccoaching.com. Put podcast guest request in the subject line and send me a quick 1 to 2 minute video about why you would like to be a guest on the podcast and what you would like to talk about. Are you a woman of color looking for a tribe of like-minded women who support and uplift one another? Then hit the link to sign up for more information regarding Tea Time, a Sacred Sister Circle. We will be starting back up on November 6, 2022. Don't miss out. It's absolutely amazing. I'll be posting more about that on Monday. I can't wait to meet you if I don't know you, and can't wait to connect with you. And as always, honor your heart and your boundaries. Until next time, bye, babes.